skin is an organ and it absorbs things when stuff is on it.
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery.
High Mystery!
The show where we get real, real baked and... get really baked.
And mysteries.
And then sometimes.
Yeah. Now with Szechuan sauce.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Robert.
And we're going to be smoking my King Palmed mystery weed.
That's right.
My friend still have the stuff that my friend who is stopping smoking weed gave me. And a beautiful
nice.
Rainbow. Shout out to Heather Johnson for a beautiful rainbow grinder.
Thank you, Heather.
Shout out.
So with that, I'm going to light that blunt.
Light that blunt. We are lighting that blunt. Using a hemp wick to save us from butane in the lighter. We will light that blunt. We did it.
It be lit.
It be lit,
All right, so today our mystery that we're going to be talking about is the Overton Bridge.
Overton Bridge.
Overton.
Overton.
Mystery.
It's in Scotland. Scotland.
Overton. It's a Scotch bridge.
This is a bridge in Dumbarton in West Dumbartonshire.
Dumbartonshire.
Which is an amazing location name.
I'm familiar.
Better than East. You want to be on the west end.
There's really no competition.
It's the driveway to the leading up to the Overton House, this bridge. And it is the location where over the last 50 years, between 50 and 600 dogs have attempted to jump to their deaths.
Yeah.
Oh, and successfully. Many of them died.
Yes.
I've solved this. I know how it happens.
Oh!
Look at you. My name's Tristan. Oh, I know how mysteries work.
Clearly.
Why don't you just flick open your sunglasses and throw them on?
There's clearly a bone-shaped rock at the bottom of this. The dogs see this and they're like, oh, I could get that bone.
I have heard of this dog suicide bridge.
As have I. I've definitely read a small blurb about it.
I had obviously as well. And then I hadn't done it because I'm like, it's a little bit of, it's like a really small thing. I don't know. But I did dig, in digging, I did find some extensions.
Excellent. Did you find the bone-shaped rock?
I did not find the bone-shaped rock.
It's kind of funny because, like, with this mystery, like, it's a dog-related mystery, but you don't want to be like, dog lovers, check out this one. You know what I mean? Like,
it's about dog suicide.
Yes, that's, it's so sad.
We'll cover your ears.
What they need to do is take a median and a dog out there, and then the median can tell us what the dog is thinking before it commits suicide.
I thought you meant like a median, like in the middle of a street, like put another sign.
A medium.
A medium.
Yeah.
You're
thinking like a sign that says like, here's in the median, there's a sign. No dog suicide, please.
I'm thinking like a path next to the bridge to keep the dogs from jumping or something. I don't know.
Put
a net there.
Put a net there. Yeah, so these dogs will just come along and get to a certain end of the bridge and look at something and then just pounce over it and fall to their poor little puppy deaths.
Are these stray dogs? Are these dogs with happy families?
Otherwise happy families. They didn't leave any notes. Everything seemed fine with the dogs leaving up towards the suicide.
They were like pissing all over the place before they did this, or
no, they were happy. They were happy, well-adjusted dogs. And then something causes them at the specific bridge. So the bridge is it's all stone. maybe I'll just show it to you.
Why is the number 50 to 600?
sources.
Is it okay? So is it like the idea that some people are like walking across the bridge and their dog like turns its head and they're like, "Oh, see, it's a, he did it. He's ready to commit suicide."
Yes.
I mean, like,
50 successfully. The rest.
Yeah, it's the the most likely number is around 300 dogs have attempted, but it's like a 50-foot drop. If there's rocks at the bottom, only 50 have died. And then also it's like...
Is it right here where there's like a diving board to jump off of? It's like an outshoot where it's like, hey, this is a great place to jump from.
I think it's like a part of a wall on the foreground there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is in that little area right there because...
There's like a little outcrop off the edge of the bridge that looks like a perfect place for, you know,
and
widow watching, that kind of thing.
Is there water under this bridge?
Mm-mm, it's
okay.
Just a rocky path underneath. But so the dog, you know, it's like 3 feet up and the dog's like, I don't know, one of the reasons they suggested is that it's from the dog's perspective. You know, it's walking along the bridge. It can't see over and out to know that there's nothing down there. And all the trees beyond it are making it look like, oh, it's just something I can hop over and not be a danger. But, like, dogs, that's bridges for dogs a lot of places. Like,
yeah.
And they don't choose to jump over just
or
willy-nilly.
Or balconies or, you know, there's lots of times when dogs can sort of judge.
Maybe,
I don't want to jump over that.
Maybe there's like a vortex here and there's like a little portal and it's just like eye level for dogs to see. And so they look over and they see like into this other realm and they jump through and their soul spirit goes into the other realm and their dead lifeless body just falls down.
Oh,
yep.
So it's like...
Yeah, they jump realms.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So their spirits are still good and safe and living in this other dimension or whatever, but the husk is left behind.
That was your theory after dog shaped bone.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for your theory, I'm aware that some of the dogs who jumped have not only jumped, but they've survived.
Whoa.
And then jumped again.
Yes.
Whoa.
There are multiple reports of
it was so much fun they had to go again.
Yeah, like,
oh,
they did not learn at all because something is compelling them to do that. And you're onto something, Tristan. One of the best reasons is, or explanations is that it's a thin place, which is a Celtic term for where heaven and earth, the heavenly and earthly realms touch, or are closer or susceptible.
And
it's
they're
very likely.
Catching a glimpse of that, and
yeah.
They're like, oh, what's over there?
It's fucking sweet. Yeah, it's opening up just long enough to, like, there's a dog whistle going on the other side that we can't hear, but they're like, what the heck? I'm gonna go! And then they just jump.
Or they're cooking like some real good food over there in the next realm and they catch a sniff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that?
Bacon.
Sure.
Bacon.
It's a dimensional portal to a bacon shop.
Yeah. Everything's made of bacon. Bacon world.
Oh, my day goes on and I make all the bacon. Just the guy just making pounds and pounds of bacon. What dog could resist? You couldn't resist, could you, Lou?
Oh. You're never going.
The most popular theory is that there's a mink around the area that's leaving a musky scent, specifically a male mink. And it just drives them wild. Just makes them crazy. Again, there's got to be minks and dogs interacting in other spots around the world, and dogs aren't causing, you know, stupid bodily harm to themselves.
Yeah,
sure.
I also don't know if I'm, like, minxes, I don't know if that's, like, something to do, like, oh, I'm going to go to the edge of this thing and, like, spray my musk. Like, I know coyotes and, like, some wolves will do that. They'll, like, go to, like, the edge of a cliff and, like, take shits off the cliffs or whatever.
Really?
I think mink would do that. Yeah, they mark their territory. A lot of animals mark their territory in one way or the other.
Huh.
And that could just be his favorite place to perch and do his thing.
From the side of a bridge, though? Do you think a mink's hanging out on the side of a bridge, especially populated by humans with a ton of human scent?
It just looks like such a great place.
It's a sweet bridge. Yeah.
It is a sweet bridge.
Lovely
bridge. If nobody's marked that as theirs, I'm marking it.
I mean, mink hunt like rabbits and small mammals and stuff like that, so it wouldn't make sense for them really to go on a big rocky outcropping. I feel like it would only expose them to their only predators, which are like large hawks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird to me to think that a mink would cause it, because even if it was a mink on the ground 50 yards below or whatever, it seems a long way for that mink musk to travel.
Oh, that sweet mink musk travels
sweet
far.
Sweet mink musk. You want to smell good for your lady on a Saturday night? Get you some mink musk.
You want her to smell you before she sees you?
You want her to know you're coming?
Try mink musk, a product endorsed by Larry the Cable Guy.
Ghost? Could be a ghost?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Specifically the ghost of... a ghost of a woman who lived there, and she was grieving. She lived in the house for 30 years after, just as a grieving widow, just like never got over it, and then died there, and has been witnessed on the house property. But kind of a bitch if she's just sitting on the side of the bridge,
luring
dogs to their deaths.
It might just be that she had such a rough time in life that she's just uncontrollably, like unconsolable, and the dogs are just trying to go cheer her up.
Yeah.
I know that's a motivation for a lot of dogs. They come over and lick your eyes if you're crying or stuff like that.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, you're such a sweet pup.
But, I mean, they wouldn't risk their life twice in a row to do it.
You know? That's the other thing. Like, it's twice in a row. Like, they jump.
And then immediately
injure themselves, crawl back up the thing, and immediately go back to jump again.
No, I think it's more like they visited a second time, right? It's not so much this like bloody.
I'm just like wondering, like, yeah, because like
to the top.
The owner and his dog go across this bridge. The dog jumps over, breaks his leg. He picks up the dog, brings it back to the bridge. All right, that was weird. We're gonna go walk home now on three. Good working legs, and then tries to jump it again.
I think the story I read about it was that they took the dog home, you know, got it recuperated. 2 years later, they just happened to be revisiting the bridge, thinking, oh, this could never happen again, and then it jumped.
Also, leashes aren't a thing here?
Yeah, I keep reading stories about that, too, where it's like, people know that this happens to animals, but they'll still walk their dogs there, and it's like, why would you just... And off-leash, too, like...
They're just
why
my dog's
it?
Not that dumb.
And then it happened. Like, and then it happened, so they're like, they see it.
Well, and I think some of the dogs are just so compelled that they just take the owners by surprise or whatever. And yeah, it's a thing now, but probably for the first 10, people didn't know it had a reputation as that. You know what I mean?
Not necessarily something.
Leash laws weren't a thing. You know, you could just travel around with your dog at your
side. Well, just like if you know that this... Like Holly was saying, like, oh, this place, dogs like to jump off and kill themselves. Yeah. I might regardless of the law or not, put a leash on your dog.
Well, and I think now there's signs there that say, beware of...
beware of weird dog phenomenon.
Yeah, watch for dog jumping, leashed area kind of thing.
Add a fence then, like, put
a
little...
Well, because it's
a
historic structure, they're not going to alter it. That people need to, I guess, that people do need to, like, it's access to the house, so you need it there.
Why do so many people bring their dogs to this place? Like, I just don't get it. Like, I could walk my dog anywhere, but see if he'll commit suicide.
My Bruno is such a well-trained dog. How well-trained is he? Watch this, I'll go to the dog suicide bridge, and he won't go anywhere. Off leash, I'm that confident.
Oh, you even threw a treat off the little edge there.
Just some dangerously confident dog trainer.
Nine.
He just lost 20 dogs in a row out there. He's like, my reputation. Oh, sad.
Very, yeah.
It's a sad one.
It's a sad one. Oh. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I mean, it's their choice. It's not like someone's kicking them off
they
the bridge or anything.
They seem to really want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as far as like making it a sad mystery, like if it was like this place you walk your dog and some crazy guy comes out and kicks your dog off the bridge. That's much more sad.
That's terrible.
The dog choosing to die by suicide.
Just a troll on the side, a dog kicking troll.
Yeah.
If these are like reports from owners of dogs saying that their dog has done it, or if they're just walking across this bridge and there's always like a dead dog at the bottom of this bridge,
or
and they're reporting just
suicide,
a, yeah,
or he must
and
have
just
died
assuming
by suicide.
That.
People are seeing it, but many, many eyewitness accounts of people witnessing their dog do this.
Mm. That's nuts.
Got to get those like horse blinders on them or something. Keep their eyes looking forward.
Like horses get blinders on
them?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, dogs should have blinders and saddles and like little dressage things that horses get. Yeah, let's do more of that.
All dogs then, should be combed.
And then you should get a little like figure that, you know, whoever you decide, it could be the Hulk or Captain Kirk or, you know, maybe a little fox or something. And you get that figurine, put him in the saddle. That's that. If every dog had that, every day would be delightful.
I would love to see that, especially if they were doing dressage, like the little like steps.
High steps.
Yeah.
We just have a dog cavalier. That would be really funny, actually. And I feel like doable.
Lou is sold.
You can totally do that.
Lou's not too far from dressage. He gets up on his hinds and keeps his paws tucked down often.
Oh, do you need Caesar Milan to train you to dressage? He's a dancing dog.
Does your dog already know how to do dressage? Please contact us if you're moving. We're looking to cast. other ley lines? That there are ley lines there, and so it's like a
okay.
It's a broken, maybe a broken connection or something.
Like
something's like so they could just drive them crazy for a second.
Yeah.
Is that a frequency that we
can't hear or sense or something?
Mm-hmm.
Are there people investigating this, or is it just something that the town knows and nobody's like really done any snooping around, like testing out, I don't know, frequency of the air there or something, just if anything is vibrating at a certain pitch?
You know, it's the bunglers in charge, and if it were a place where humans were killing themselves, they would send somebody out there. But as far as investigation wise into like, you know, it's dog death.
Oh no.
Sad, but apparently not sad enough for government
ears.
Work.
Cover your ears.
I feel like they could easily just put like a net or something to catch them, or like something to cushion the fall that wouldn't be interfering with like the structure of like the historicalness or whatever.
Yeah, the net seems like the like fence, no, but the net just go down there.
They can
catch
still jump
the
and then it just catches them. Yeah.
Call the local circus, see if they got some tight ropers that have a spare net, put it up, be responsible. Come on, Scotland.
Save a dog.
I've seen people
save
50
to 600.
Save like 1,000 dogs.
I've seen people put those net type things up in their tree houses. If they can do it, y'all can do it.
We had them on our ship. I don't know if it saved any lives, but we had them.
They could.
They could. They should. They will.
My neighbor across the street from me growing up was in the Navy, and he said he used to nude sunbathe in those nets.
He just has like the outline of like the netting or whatever.
Only if
like
the sun was coming up from underneath.
I just picture they're coming from the side.
Yeah.
Reflecting off of the ocean.
Oh yeah, could be.
Dog Suicide Bridge. It's a comedy podcast. A comedy podcast. Having fun with weed.
Hey, all dogs go to heaven.
All dogs do go to heaven. We all saw the documentary.
Yeah. Both of them. There's a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the sequel.
It wasn't as good. Don't bother.
Oh, no.
First one. Just stay with that one.
And watch Balto. Okay. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
And he's Balto. Thanks so much for listening to us.